Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Ryan Kelly, the winningest coach in the history of Notre Dame.
Other than retiring from your current profession, could you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No.
Kelly texting his team during the wee hours of the morning, saying in part, "Let me apologize for the late night text and more importantly for not being able to share the news with you in person that I will be leaving Notre Dame."
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Yeah, I think it's the first time since I've been here that I'm pretty angry at our football team. And
we're sitting here again, talking about the same things.
The Aggies come to Death Valley and pummel LSU.
Ryan Kelly, the latest to be fired at LSU.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Open a door into another world and let the others in.
What do you want?
Time magazine calls it chilling.
Leave us in peace!
The others.
We understand here on the Spiegel and Holmes show that there are other things that are going on outside of our purview of Chicago sports and really focusing in on what's going on with the Bears and the Cubs at a playoff run. So we have now dedicated a segment once a week called The Others.
And let's be honest, there's a Chicago team or two that will end up in the others.
Yeah, like the Blackhawks, for example, who had a great win last night, and Connor Bedard was amazing, had a hat trick. That second goal is
sick. Skating through the middle of the ice across three lines and basically through all five players and then a little wrister for his own goal there. Yeah, it was a beautiful night for Connor Bedard. But that was a good fellas for Brian Kelly, which is an absolutely beautiful thing. That guy, is there anybody who's been easier to dislike in college football in recent years?
Some people feel that way about Lane.
I don't feel that way about Lane.
But there are a lot of people that feel that way about Lane. Because there's a bunch of fan bases that feel that way about him.
How about Chicago with its Notre Dame ties? Like,
oh, I mean, there's a great reason to hate Brian Kelly that...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A young man died on his watch.
That's a big one. And then he also left you.
And the thing is that, I mean, it depends on what you want. I mean, he obviously wants money, and he's going to get it. He's going to get all the money that he's owed from LSU. But the idea that the head coaching job at LSU is better than the head coaching job at Notre Dame shows a lack of foresight. And part of the reason that it shows a lack of foresight, Speaks, is because Notre Dame could kind of write their own ticket into the college football playoff. If you're at LSU, you've got to run the gauntlet of, at the time, the SEC West, and now just the SEC at large.
Just the SEC at large, where everybody who comes in there, Texas A&M comes in ready to beat the crap out of you, and they did.
Yep.
I mean,
Texas A&M, pretty good football team.
A&M scored, what, I think 35 straight points in that game.
And did you hear the background on that? Perfect for the others. So, the strength and conditioning coach.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Moffitt. Yeah, no, I did hear that.
At Texas A&M, used to be the strength and conditioning coach at LSU for 21 years through different administrations.
So that means Les Miles and Ed Orgeron and Nick Saban.
Yeah, he was the strength and conditioning coach for all of that.
And Brian Kelly launched him.
Immediately. It was like one of the first moves that he made. So with
what about Jerry Donato?
Jerry Donato.
I don't think he goes back that far.
He might. You know, he might. We'd have to check. But... So Mike Elko and the boys were getting ready for this game against LSU, and they basically were like, yeah, we wanted to win it for him.
Tommy Moffitt, he took a tackling dummy and put Brian Kelly's face on the tackling dummy during practice and told his team that he's in charge of, you know, strength and conditioning for that I'd like to beat the crap out of this guy as if he was a tackling dummy. And they said they wanted to. So they had their version of the Dennis Allen revenge game against the Saints, but it was for the strength and conditioning coach.
It's crazy to me, like, when all of this stuff happened and Brian Kelly left Notre Dame, which, again, I just feel like is just terrible foresight. He leaves Notre Dame, and do you remember the reveal when it was Marcus Freeman who came back into the locker room? Those kids couldn't have been happier to see Brian Kelly leave South Bend. And what have they done in payment? They have gotten their squad to the national championship game.
Well, Brian Kelly is now freed up.
Have you seen the memes?
To spend more time with his family.
Have you seen the memes? The memes are hilarious. Now the memes are wherever there might be a coaching job, him just adopting an accent. So it's like, here's Brian Kelly interviewing for the UCLA job, and he's a surfer all of a sudden. Like, anywhere there is someone said, here's Brian Kelly getting ready for the Rutgers job. He's got a Jersey accent, and he's talking about diners. He'll do anything.
He'll do whatever he's got to do to try and fit his way in. So
I was very happy to see LSU move on. And here's the thing. I am concerned about the buyouts in college football, Speaks. But the crazy part is his last three predecessors, the three guys that we named, all won the SEC and all won the national championship, including Ed Orgeron.
So that's the expectation. Down there, anyway.
We should be competing for the SEC championship every year. That's what LSU fans should be thinking and are thinking.
I spent some time on Saturday during the college football slate getting to watch Illinois not being able to measure up against Washington out there. Washington, that offense is pretty good for Washington, including their next Rome Odunze. They've got a great wide receiver who was battling injury but kept coming back in and out. And I was thinking about Olin the whole time because the Crutes boys were right in the middle of all the action, but Illinois just didn't have enough.
And it was a homecoming for Olin because he's a Hall
Hall of Famer at Washington.
He told us last week it was going to be an emotional day for him, understandably.
I feel,
and then red-eye flight at night, and then pre and post Sunday morning.
At Timothy O'Toole's.
Getting it done.
Which is great.
Yep.
I feel bad for Illinois. Like, we were talking about it like inside our meetings. We were like, yeah, well, wouldn't it be great if Illinois was a playoff team? And I felt like they still had a shot before this game. They run the table on that schedule, and they end up 10-2. They have a legitimate argument to be a playoff team, even with the stinker against Indiana.
And for your Alabama Crimson Tide, reports of Kalen DeBoer's demise were a little too aggressive.
A little aggressive, and Ty Simpson may win the Heisman Trophy this year. But Alabama has gotten its bleep together. And by the way, the coach that beat them at the beginning of the year, he's going to be fired at the end of the year. Mike Norvell is going to be gone.
It's Florida State.
But here's the crazy part. Florida State doesn't have enough money to buy him out yet. That's where we're at in college football.
Oh, it's so ugly.
Since we're still talking about college sports, and this is the others, Greg Sankey is the SEC commissioner. He's like, I would say if you were doing a power ranking of people in sports, he'd be in the top 10. He and I don't usually agree on stuff. We agree on this. The idea that November 1st, college students are going to be allowed to gamble on other sports that aren't college sports is a terrible idea. And he is trying to get a coalition together that get the NCAA to be like, hey, man, this is real dumb. And man, I think considering what happened in the NBA last week, they have a pretty good case to say, let's not do this.
Yeah, no, I think they definitely do. Look, so there's the college football slate, and I found myself watching a lot of it on Saturday and in the text thread with you guys, digging it. But then there's the Bulls, who were 3-0 for the first time in 4 years, and we'll talk to Joe Cowley at the bottom of the hour. The Blackhawks are off to their best start since, what, 2018?
Yeah, they're playing good hockey. They're playing. The goal was always to get more speed around Connor Bedard. And I think they have accomplished that.
They have more speed around him. They got a lot of youth that's all kind of gelling together right now. They're clearly a team on the come, and they believe that they are. Like, they don't have some of the older dudes who were just kind of helping with the room, theoretically, and you were kind of trying to figure out who was useful. They got a lot of youth right now, and they've got a coach in Blashill who did this at a high level with the Red Wings and was an assistant to John Cooper for 3 years, who absolutely knows what he's doing. They're playing an appetizing brand of hockey, and as you mentioned at the top, Bedard, you know, it's 1-1, supposed to be a generational talent. That's his first career hat trick last night. And he's got not just one or two running mates. He now has a lot of running mates on this team.
Foligno's the old guy in the dressing room, right? Like, that's the guy that you're trying to have as an example of how this is supposed to go.
It's your captain, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the C on the sweater. He's that guy, but you're right. Like, they're getting younger and faster, and that was the goal.
Yeah.
My hope is that this run that they're on continues, and we can eliminate Connor Bedard from any sort of conversation about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I thought about them similarly. Like, Bedard worked his ass off on skating in the offseason to become a stronger and faster skater. So it's...
That's a good thing if you're a hockey player. It's a good thing to work on, I think.
But, Tanny, we know, like, how skilled he is and how deft he is and all those crafty goals that we've seen. But that's why that second one where he's skating through everybody confidently was like, oh, look at that. He's got some of that in him. How many games have you been to so far this year?
Have I been to? Just the one, the opener, which is a lot of fun.
But have you been watching?
Where Connor Bedard was mixing it up with these veterans on Montreal, you know? The guy's not going to take it, you know? So I appreciate the style that they're playing. It's a big test for them coming up. This road trip they've got, you know, they've got Winnipeg, Edmonton, Seattle, and Vancouver, and then Cal, Gary, and then the Red Wings. So
they get to see Johnny Toews.
Exactly. So they got a good test for a young team. Let's see what they're made of here in the next few, so...
So there's that's going on as well. So let's see. What have we hit? We've hit Blackhawks. We've hit Illinois football.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit
Brian Kelly.
Oh, hit him again. Hit him as many times as you want.
As many times as he needs.
As you want.
And then let me say this. I love how much contact the Toronto Blue Jays make. I love how they will just... And that is a big game for them last night, but how they will just take easy swings sometimes and not try to do too much. They've got some guys who that's in their DNA, like Alejandro Kirk, who can slug, but hits for contact. Bo Bichette, who is more of a contact bat than he is anything. Vlad, as a slugger, makes a lot of contact. But then they've given playing time to guys like Andrés Giménez, who had a big hit last night. Ernie Clement, who's had a ton of big hits in this entire postseason. Nathan Lucas, like just dudes out there trying to scrape and scrap and keep at-bats alive. And they eventually got to that Dodger bullpen. That's what you do, man. Ohtani was real good last night as a starter, but got to the seventh and didn't have enough.
I thought the mistake was sending him back out there for the seventh.
I could see it. He got through six, and you're like, that's that?
Yeah, and it wasn't that he skated by. Like, he was pretty good, but watching the sequence, the first at bat with Vladdy, you could tell that Vladdy picked something up. And so in the second at bat against Vladdy, you know, he goes yard. And it was in the first at bat, Shohei got away with missing high in the strike zone. And if you look at the pitch that Vladdy hit out, same thing. And Vladdy caught him. It was an absolute rocket that he hit.
Absolutely. But their bullpen being what it is the issue. Like, Roberts is trying to buy outs with the starters anywhere he can. And
Blake Treinen isn't having the same year that he had last year.
Half of the hitters that Blake Treinen has faced have reached base. Half. That was the number at one point last night. 12 of 24. And because they lost Vicia, their top lefty, is Banda. And so he wanted to buy a couple more outs with Ohtani in the seventh. And instead, he let the first two guys go on. And then Blue Jays just kept the line moving. So now this will be big. You get your Savage versus Snell tonight. And then Friday is game six. And that'll be Gausman in Toronto. Then game seven is probably Scherzer in Toronto, maybe Bieber on short rest if you need to.
You know who's pitching Game 7.
Everybody.
Johnny F. Allstaff will be available.
It's a good World Series, man.
With Bichette, I was thinking about this because they had asked Schneider during the game like whether or not he felt like Bichette could really help them. Are they allowed to replace anyone at this point? Like, could you theoretically put Bichette on IL and replace him with a person?
Or Springer. Yeah, they did it last series with Anthony Santander, who's sitting there for you. But Bichette, they're not going to, because he can still hit, and he had a big hit last night in that inning, and then they immediately pinch ran for him because he'd done his job.
Yeah, I kept thinking if that rule, because the rule is if you replace someone, then that person is off for the next round,
series.
But there is no next round. There is no tomorrow, Rock.
Yeah, no, I hope I didn't answer too quickly. I think they could do that. But Springer was literally hour to hour yesterday.
Wow.
Leading up to that game. And John Schneider had two lineups ready to go, one with Springer, one without. And at the last minute, he went with the one without. So I'm sure they're hopeful Springer might even be able to play tonight. Dodgers are changing up their lineup. They're moving Mookie down from 2 to 3, moving Will Smith up to 2.
That makes sense. Will Smith has been making contact and getting hits.
Hopefully a little more protection behind Shohei, because the Jays are happy to walk Shohei every chance they get.
Can I throw a couple other baseball things at you? And we can go more in depth in this later on.
Please.
But I was checking out The Athletic, and I was seeing Jim Bowden's piece about free agents. And I wanted to run a couple things by you, because the number one free agent that is available, according to him, is Kyle Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
So remember when we sent Alex out to get all the Sprinter vans?
Yeah, Alex went. He got the 6 Sprinter vans. Tanny got the 60, was it 60? Yeah, 60 duffel bags. We just needed somebody to get the $600 million. That was the hard part that we hadn't ironed out just yet.
So Jim says that the best team fits for him are the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Phillies, and Giants. Guess what number he's predicting?
Dodgers, Mets, Phillies,
Yankees,
and Giants.
And Giants.
So Yankees.
That's a lot of big money teams right there.
Yeah,
and the Giants are looking to spend some money.
That's enough. That gives you enough big money teams.
I would put the Red Sox on that list too.
I don't think so, because of all the young outfielders that they have.
We'll see.
Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, that would be it. You know, they'd be a good mystery team.
What's the number?
Well, with all those teams in there, does he get to his 400?
The prediction is 10 years, $427 million.
So he gets to four.
The number two free agent, according to him, is Kyle Schwarber. Would you like to take a guess on what the contract looks like?
Yeah, it's
by the way, best team fits, according to them, Phillies, Mets, Tigers.
No Cubs listed there, huh?
Cubs not listed.
I know you dream. I know a lot of people dream of it.
Unlikely. Sometimes I dream.
Uh-huh.
That he is me.
Well, Schwarber being his age, what's he got, him 4 years, or does he give him a fifth year?
He says five. He's 32 years old.
Man. It's got to be 30 plus.
Yep. 5 years, 160.
Five at 160 for Schwarber. Interesting. So, yeah, those are the top two. Does he have Dylan Cease in his top 10?
Yes. Dylan Cease, Bo Bichette, by the way, is number five. Alex Bregman is number six. I know that you're interested in that, so let me just run it.
Okay, go ahead. Give me Bregman.
Best team fits: Red Sox, Tigers, Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, Cubs, Mariners, Mets. Contract prediction: 6 years, $182 million.
All right, I'm going to give you another. It's with 6, 182.
Yep.
Whew, that's Bregman getting the 30 plus. Let me give you one other name.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you why while you're scanning down. You'll have to go down for a while.
All right, but I have Cease right here. No. It.
Let's stay offense and let's stay third base since you brought up Bregman. Find me Eugenio Suarez.
Eugenio Suarez.
Because Suarez at, I believe, 34, so a couple years older, is going to take much less in terms of length of contract and less probably in AAV next to Bregman, and I think would be a really interesting upgrade. And Matt Shaw, as a cheap and useful player, is on your roster with a chance to play a lot, backing up all over the place, playing third a bunch. Suarez can be your righty DH sometimes, because I think that Seiya Suzuki is going to play a lot of right field next year. He seems to reborn out there. I just want the whole roster to be useful, so I want a third base upgrade because that's the most sensible spot to upgrade. Where's Suarez?
Suarez is 19th. Best fits: Mariners, Red Sox, Tigers, Phillies, Angels. Prediction: Oof. 3 years, $72 million.
Three at 72.
Guess who's right below him? Merrill Kelly.
As a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you got me thinking about the offense, and I've been wanting to say how I feel about Suarez, who, I mean, will hit a lot of bombs at Wrigley.
By the way,
he's the active leader in home runs at Wrigley for a visiting player.
Tanny, Gleyber Torres, good fit for the White Sox, according to Mr. Bowden.
Oh, celebrate Gleyber Day.
Yeah.
Every day on the South Side.
That's right.
Also, like a good Gleyber.
Jorge Polanco, good fit for the White Sox.
Look, like that's kind of what I've always been lobbying for. I know we're up against it. We've got to go to breaks and get Joe Cowley on. But these churning out these veteran, solid players that'll just help round out your roster and make you more competitive, taking more shots on those guys, they should always be doing that.
Trent Grisham, good fit for the White Sox.
Dude, Trent Grisham with a breakout year. That's a lefty with pop who can play center or right. And probably will get a manageable deal. I love that idea for the White Sox.
So that's the others. Those are the other things that are on our mind, other things that we like to talk about.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.